Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised.
I really honestly, I'd heard about this, but I didn't know much about it until I started researching it. Guys, we're going to talk about the Scopes trial, which turns out is not what you think it is if you don't know anything about it like I did. But it's from Dayton, Tennessee, which is right here next to us. And the Monkey Town trials, the trials they have, that's kind of like their claim to fame. And it already... I've always heard about that, but didn't really know what the Scopes trial is. And this works for our format.
It does.
I like it. And just would have passed the 100-year anniversary because this happened in 1925. So, and I did not know Tennessee was the first state in America to criminalize the teaching of evolution.
That checks out, honestly.
But also, if you think about it, Tennessee was also the first state for prohibition. Tennessee had prohibition laws before nationally they did.
Yeah.
So
we've always been a little ass backwards, okay?
Yeah, like we just...
And we know that.
Right. So there was something called the Butler Act, which was signed into law by Governor Austin P., that made it illegal for public school teachers to deny the biblical account of creation.
Which, y'all ain't never heard of separation of church and state, huh?
Right? They're like, that's way after our time. So enter...
George Rapalea.
George Rapalea. And he was a coal company superintendent. He was a Sunday school teacher. And also an opportunist. He was living near Dayton, Tennessee, right here in our area. He pitched the idea of a test to the local school board. It would bring some money and tourism to their sleepy little town. No one had ever heard of Dayton, Tennessee. So they're like, let's find a way to put Dayton, Tennessee on the map.
Mm-hmm.
So John T. Scopes was a 24-year-old math and physics teacher. He assigned a civic biology textbook that included a chapter on evolution, which was legal in Tennessee. But he did not know that they made it legal, but he didn't know that he'd ever actually taught the subject. The chapter was in the book that he was using.
Okay.
And he agreed that he would be the defendant. He was like, all right, tell him, I'm using these books. They have evolution in them.
Yeah.
So May 9th, 1925, he was arrested.
He said, oh no.
By May 25th, grand jury indicted him for inviting the Butler Act.
Oh, him in trouble.
It's just a couple weeks. Like, stuff doesn't ever go that fast now. So.
Well, it sounds like it usually didn't then either.
Right. The American Civil Liberties Union was already looking for something like this to happen so they could get involved anyway. So they jump in to defend him. And this is like a team of powerhouse progressive lawyers that are ready to go. So the prosecution lawyer, he was kind of a badass too, though, but like in his own way.
Yeah.
He was William Bryan. He was actually a 3-time presidential candidate.
Oh, my.
And a devout Christian who was like a crusader against teaching about evolution. Like that was his whole thing. So the trial began at the Dayton Ray County Courthouse, which is actually still standing there today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The judge actually opened the proceedings with a prayer and a reading from the book of Genesis.
Oh.
So overnight, Dayton turns into Monkey Town and 150 journalists come in. And like the biggest journalists in the countries are just flocking here. And so then there are vendors selling souvenirs. They've got pamphlets. They've got stuffed monkeys out there. There are preachers outside. And they're like giving fiery, like demon sermons from the street. And somebody had a
The Bible Belt fanfare you would expect for 1920s.
Yes. And somebody had a chimpanzee.
Oh, my God. That poor chimp. That poor chimp.
Yes, who brought the monkey?
Leave the monkeys alone.
So this is not only broadcasted on national TV, but it's like a fucking circus going on.
And they
on.
Wonder why the stereotypes are the way they are.
So the court case was actually broadcast live on the radio.
Oh my God.
And this was a thing, like, in the everybody was glued in to Dayton, Tennessee, which is what they wanted.
Yeah.
And it went on for 8 years. And the defense, or...
I didn't know it went on for...
That bitch didn't. It went on for 8 days.
No, it did.
I was so bad. I was so passionate.
8 years?
Okay.
Get your shooting.
So, for 8 days, like, the whole country, the whole world, honestly, is watching.
Yeah.
Listen to it on the radio. And the defense was just trying to get the whole thing tossed out. They were like, this is against Tennessee's own constitution. You can't do this. And the judge was just, like, rejected their arguments. And when they tried to call in scientific experts on evolution, they were like barred from testifying.
And of course.
And so this made the defense.
They said, not my science.
Right. And so this made the defense lawyer like lash out to the court. So they actually almost charged him with contempt charges. So in a dramatic twist on the last day of the trial, like the day that was just defined at all.
Yeah.
He called William Jennings Bryan to the stand as an expert on the Bible. And for 2 hours, he was asking about like scripture. Did Jonah really survive in the belly of the whale? Did Joshua literally make the sun stand still? He was really like asking him very literal questions about the Bible to kind of trip him up. And so at the end, Bryan finally says that maybe days in Genesis in the Bible were not literal.
Yeah.
So the next morning, they had his testimony completely stricken from the record.
I love your gasp.
But by then, all of the newspaper articles had been printed. So his reputation had already been ruined.
Yeah. Gone. Out the window. Finito, good buddy.
And so the jury deliberated less than 10 minutes before finding him actually guilty.
No.
Which he was fined $100, $1,200 today's money. And he appealed pretty quickly. He got the fine. Case ended. Scopes was just, you know, he was like, I'm done with everything. Mm-hmm.
He said, I did my part.
The law, however, that they could not teach evolution was on the books until 1967.
That checks out.
But the crazy thing is, 5 days after the trial ended, William Jennings Bryan, who is the Bible expert that they completely were like going back and forth with, had all his stuff stricken from the record, died 5 days later. And
did he kill himself?
No, he honestly probably just died from the stress of the whole thing.
Mm.
But his death was forever like bound to this case now and kind of made it even more of a media sensation.
Yeah, it was like, what?
So this was like a kind of like strange, like legal entrapment thing. Like he volunteered. He hadn't actually been like really breaking the law.
Yeah.
And Dayton's leaders actually kind of staged this whole crime to make their town
some money.
Relevant. Yeah.
So was he able to sue them or anything?
No, I mean,
he was just like, okay.
The guy whose reputation got tarnished died, and Scopes volunteered. And look, his last name's still now. Like, we're talking about it now. Yeah. But even today, Dayton, I mean, that's still what they're known for. And in 2017, a statue of Clarence Darrow was installed that was, like, I guess, kind of controversial. And there's a movie that is a play and a film. I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. But it's called Inherit the Wind. And it's, like, historically inaccurate. But it's where a lot of people have heard of it before.
Yeah.
And made it, like, a thing.
Yeah, it was. The fact that it was like a farce is pretty gnarly, really.
Right. And they literally did it for like public. They ruined that guy's reputation. Like,
yeah. And they pretty much made a mockery of the Tennessee educational system.
Yeah. Yeah. But like looking at, they're still known as, I mean, he has a statue of, they're still known as Monkey Town now. There's Monkey Town Brewing, I think.
Yeah.
Brewing, I think I said.
Brewing.
But that's how the Scopes trial, a quick rundown. I'm sure there's podcasts that go through like the whole thing, but that's how it was all really actually a scam. And I didn't know that until I looked into it.
Learned something new every day.
Yeah. And I probably could have made this a whole episode on trial and everything, but that got really scientific and really boring.
Yeah, and it was like a lot of religious rhetoric too.
So. Right. So that's the Scopes.
Not into that.
Right. Anyway, go to Dayton and see their courthouse. I heard it's really pretty. Okay. Bye.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.